Wow, does that just go for mice?
Apparently not. Similar results have come from experiments on other animals, from roundworms to, most recently, rhesus monkeys. These monkeys, two groups of them, were given all the vitamins and minerals and other nutrients they needed, except that one group got 30% fewer calories. And now, after 30 years or so, about an average lifetime for a monkey, it's clear that the monkeys that have been on the calorie-restricted diet are doing a lot better than the ones on what we'd consider a normal healthful diet. Like in terms of blood pressure and lots of other measures, the calorie-restricted monkeys are much healthier, and they just look and act younger than the monkeys in the normal diet group. And as a group, they're living longer.
Interesting, but what's the connection?
Oh, with the immune system? Well, it's been shown that the immune system becomes much less effective as animals age. That's true in humans, too. We think those naive T cells just get used up. I mean, it's not like the body's always making lots of new ones. And over the course of a lifetime, as T cells encounter more and more strange bacteria or whatever, the naive T cells get turned into memory T cells.